your point of view.
Yes, thank you. So I'm the CEO of a platform called Source, so some of you might have heard about it. We are basically working for the MDBs, implementing this software into countries' processes, institutionalizing it so that projects are better prepared and better monitored. So we are very well placed to understand the dynamic of digital transformation, because we see that in the 50 countries where we are involved. But I think one aspect that I was preparing before the conference is to look at what digitalization means, because there are many different aspects, whether it's data centers that are the facility used to have the network computers, and they are basically the hardwares. So that are the facilities. They use a lot of energy, not only to supply the hardwares, but also the cooling facility of the infrastructure. And you also have the data networks. That is very important to understand, that is how the information is being distributed. So when you look at all of these growth that we have in terms of data usage, and also whether it's IoTs, Internet of Things, and different type of digital tools that is growing today, there is definitely a very link, or big link, between digital transformation and green transformation. Especially when you look at the numbers from the International Energy Agency, when it comes to data centers and data transmission networks, they account for 700 megatons of CO2, which represent more than 2% of each of them, 1.5% of global energy electricity use, and not counting cryptocurrency, which is 0.5%. So there is, when we come to the first question, why it is so important, it's because they're going to increase the demand. There are more and more data centers that are required from governments. We are looking at that when we are implementing Source. They want to use their servers for data sovereignty and data immunity. So when we look at how it can be green, for the first question, it goes back. I think the most important aspect are the governments, because you have the power to actually set the policies, exactly what Germany was saying at the beginning. And when you look at the EU, what they have implemented in terms of digital transformation, this is actually impressive, the level of benchmarks they are setting in order to achieve that digital transformation versus green transformation. And the policies, I think, for me, are the first step in order to be able to drive transformation. So I think it's really empowering governments going towards that policies.